The Gemara Masechet Kedushin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, teaches us by Rava. If a woman says to a man, "Heilich mana, take this mana, v'akadosh nilach, and I will become mekudeshes to you," mahu? What is the halacha? Is she mekudeshes or not? Says the Gemara, "Amar mazut mishmeid v'apapa." The halacha is the mekudeshes. And the Gemara goes back and forth with a question about Kinyan Agav, which is really not the subject of our shiur today. And therefore the Gemara says, Omale, misavit amle agav. It's not that the reason that the Gemara assumed that this Kedushin, that Mazutra said that this Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, because it has anything to do with Kinyan Agav. Rather, the way to understand the Gemara is Hocha ba'odim chosh v'skinen. The man who's getting married, the Mekadesh, is an Adam Choshev, that normally doesn't receive Matonis. And here, the Bahi Hanor, the Mekabel, Matonim Hanor, with this Hanor, that a man is, that this Adam Choshev, this prominent person, is taking a gift from her, the woman derives pleasure from the fact that a prominent man was gracious enough to accept her gift, and that has a value, and therefore, with that value, we have here a Kedushin. It's interesting to point out that the Sefer Tiv HaKedushin notes that when the Rambam brings down this halacha, the example he uses is, if a woman gave an Adam Choshev a dinner, and the Tiv HaKedushin asks a question, going back to the beginning of our Masechta, where we paskin like Beis Hillel, that the halacha is that all you need is a Shava Pruta to effect a valid Kedushin. Why over here is the halacha that the Rambam uses the example of a dinner, which is, as we explained when we began learning the Masechta, so much more than a pruta. So he says a very nice pshat. He says that the Rambam is teaching us that a pruta would not be sufficient to affect Kedushin in this manner, because he explains the pleasure one derives from the fact that an Adam Choshev accepted his gift does not equal the face value of the gift. So therefore, if a woman were given Adam Choshev exactly a pruta for Kedushin, the Kedushin would not be valid, because the woman would not derive the required pruta's worth of pleasure from his acceptance of her pruta. Therefore, the Rambam gives an example of a woman who gave a dinner to a prominent person to ensure that she derives at least a pruta's worth of pleasure from the acceptance of her gift. And this concept of Bahu Hanor, that the pleasure that's derived, that Adam Choshev receives a gift from us, is used, first we'll say, how we see in the Mefarshei HaTorah, it used this to explain different psukim in the Torah. The pasuk says, Kedoshim Tiyu, beginning of Parashas, Kedoshim L'Shem L'Keichem, Kikadosh Ani. And the Kikadosh Ani Hashem L'Keichem. And the Aruch Chaim immediately asked the question, why? Because Kikadosh Ani Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who represents the epitome of Kedusha, is Kadosh, why does that mean that we have to be Kadosh? So I saw a pshat from the Sefer Likutei Yehuda. He says, by Kiddush, we say Friday night, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoisov v'rotzubonu. What's pshat in those words? So he says, as we are learning Masechta Kedushin, one of the principles that we keep on learning over and over again is that the husband has to give the kesef of Kedushin to the wife. And as the Gemara taught us on Daf Heyam Beis, if she's the one that gives the money, the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. However, Our Gemara here on Daf Zayin teaches us there's an exception to that rule. The exception to that rule is that if he's an Adam Choshev, then the fact that he accepted the gift from us, that is considered as if he gave her something. And that, he says, is pshat in the Kiddush. We say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysof, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes holy with our mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't become holy with our mitzvahs. We are doing the mitzvahs. So what's pshat Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysof? So what's the answer of Ratzbanu? The Hanor, that we are able to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is considered an asina. When we're giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if the pleasure that we get, that we could do something that kaviyochu satisfies HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is considered as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something, like we learn in our Gemara. And that, he says, is pshat in the pasuk. Kedoshim tiyu. You should sanctify yourself by doing mitzvahs. But the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the giver. Why are we doing the mitzvahs? To this we answer, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem. Who are we giving mitzvahs to? We're giving mitzvahs to Hashem. And when we do Hashem's mitzvahs, that pleasure that we cause to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us something back in return. And the Havas Shalom says, the same word could be explained to a famous Maimer Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana Toivi Yeshli Rebeis Genozai V'Shabbos Shema. I have a wonderful gift in my treasure house, and it's called Shabbos. So the question is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu call it Matana? A Matana is when somebody gives me something. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Matana Toivi Yeshli Biyodai, that I still have, Matana Toivi Yeshli, I still have the Shabbos, so it isn't a Matana yet. But what are we learning now? That if an Adam Choshev receives from us something, then it's as if he gave it to us. So we, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are very Choshev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us, says the Avod Ahavah Shalom, B'ni B'chai Yisrael, Atem Tili Mamlechus Kayanim V'goy Kodesh. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I will give Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Shabbos, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu received from us a matana. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. And when we accept his gift, it's as if the Adam Chasha receives a gift that the giver is considered as if he received a gift. And that's what I saw the Sefer Perion from the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, is pshat in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk tells us the mitzvah of tzedakah, the Pasuk says, Nosoin titein loy. Why did the Pasuk have to say this double lotion of Nosoin titein loy? So he says that when you give a gift to an Adam Choshev, as we're learning now, it's not like you really give a gift, it's like you got a gift. The fact that he was willing to receive a gift from you. But the Pasuk is teaching us, don't only give a gift which will represent that you're not just a noisin, but that you're a makabel as well, by the fact that that person took and was willing to accept your gift. But even if you give a gift to a person who's not choshev, and there's nothing great by him receiving a gift from you, nosoin titein, even to such a person, you should give a gift. And he uses the same concept to explain a pasuk in Parashas VeYishlach. The pasuk says that Esav asked the malachim, the messengers who brought the gift to Yaakov, what is this gift? And they said, V'amarta, and Yaakov tells them, and Yaakov instructs them to say to Esav, V'amarta la'abdachol Yaakov, mincha hishluch la'adoni Esav. So he explains, as we're learning, the fact that an Adam Choshev receives a gift, it's considered as if I got something in return. And that's what Yaakov was telling these malachim. He was telling the malachim to tell Esav that if Esav will agree to receive the matana, the gift that he's sending him, it's going to be minchi hishlucha la'avdecha, Yaakov's gift. Yaakov will be, the fact that Esav receives a gift, not only will be considered a gift to Esav, but Yaakov was trying to show him how prominent he considers, how prominent Yaakov considers Esav, minchi shlucha will be considered as if I received a gift.